Gentlemen, may I suggest that we take our leave?
Sounds good to me. The sooner we get out there, the sooner the fun begins, right?
Exactly.
The Baron led his guests to the horses that had been supplied for them. As they mounted, he called over to him a man-mountain of a Setguard, with a face heavily tattooed with a spider's web. The man had been chosen as Grey Horse's number two for the hunt, mostly because of his size and strength.
Tracy, keep a close watch on your wrist, Kron, and give us a half an hour. Then, you bring these scum out to the starting point. Grey Horse told you where that was, right?
He waited for the sec man to nod before continuing.
I want you to be real careful with them. They're raging and they may be hard to handle. They'll want to go straight after Jack. And we don't want that, right?
Again, he waited for the tattooed man to nod dumbly, signaling that he had taken in the instructions.
Good. Now, here's the thing. I want the big bald guy sent to the farthest sec post on the wall. I want him nowhere near the action, okay?
Tracy wasn't the brightest of the sec guards, although possibly the strongest, and he furrowed his brow, trying to understand the connection between the two sets of instructions. He knew that it was wrong to question the Baron, but...
Why? I mean, sir, I know I shouldn't ask, but what do I tell him if he asks?
There's some kind of sympathy between the bald man and the albino. I get the feeling that he doesn't approve of this hunt, but he's too good to throw away, so I want him where he can do no harm. Tell him I want the wall defended well because there may be an attack with the number of barons and traders we have with us today. Tell him I have had information.
Have you, sir?
Ethan grasped the man's shoulder and resisted the urge to laugh. Such innocent stupidity in someone so large and dangerous.
No, son. It's just a story to keep him away from the hunt.
Yeah, I see, sir. I'll do that.
Good man, Tracy. Now bring me my horse and we'll be going.
Tracy rounded up the horses for all the guests and for the Baron and watched them leave, checking his wrist chron and working out when he had to release the three prisoners to take them to the forest. Then he looked up with a grim expression on his face and walked over to fulfill the second part of his task. Tracy gave the bald sec man the Baron's explanation.
That's stoop.
Are you arguing with Ethan? 'Cause it's not me saying it.
He hadn't expected to be questioned, and he wasn't sure what to do. Stark thought about what Tracy said carefully before answering.
No, I'll do it. But it sucks, and you know it.
Without another word, he turned on his heel and set off for the gates out of the compound, not looking back. Tracy scratched his head and looked at his watch. There was still a lot of space before the hands of the Black Mouse in red shorts reached the point where he could let loose the three prisoners. Damn. He preferred it when he was taking orders rather than giving them. The hot, chem-hazed sun beat down on the compound, mercilessly hitting the three companions as they struggled constantly with their bonds. The sweat poured from them, and they hadn't been given anything to ease the thirst that was building up within them. Jack had been gone for some time, and it seemed to them, in their frenzy, that they would never be able to track him. Eventually, Tracy and a team of sec men walked over to them. They were carrying large knives to sever the bonds that kept the trio bound to the stakes, and chains with which to bind them once more until they had reached the hunt site. Following on the heels of the sec party were women with salty food and buckets of water. They also carried small canteens of water for the companions to carry on the hunt, something that had been denied to Jack.
Take them down and be real careful, men. As for you who are to be hunted, listen up. We're going to let you off in the woods. Don't go all crazy on us and try to get away, because that won't work. You'll get to rip the little guy to shreds, but first, you gotta eat and drink. Get some water and salt back in you. Then we're going to take you to where he is. So you be calm now, or else we're going to have to hurt you, and we don't want to do that. You understand?
He noticed the wild look in the eye of each person and wondered if they could even hear him. It was difficult for his words to penetrate the perverted and corrupted consciousness of each of the companions. The hypnosis, the constant draining heat of the sun, and the loss of salts, minerals, and water from their bodies had left them in a state where they perceived everything as though it were through a red mist. Inside their heads, each was playing out a scenario where they hunted and killed Jack. Their minds were filled with twisted images of the wrongs he had done to them to incur such wrath. And all of these were filtered through the pain caused by the constant straining against their bonds, and the conflicted anguish of that small part of their minds that still screamed that they were wrong to feel this way. The sense of Tracy's words filtered through, perhaps to this small part of their consciousness, and they each stopped writhing and straining against their bonds. Blank-eyed stares were all that greeted him as he tried to look into their faces.
Okay, cut them loose and be real careful.
The sec party stepped up to the stakes, three to each companion. Even though they were obviously weakened by the heat and their exertions, they still looked as dangerous as trapped animals. And in front of those Pleasantville citizens who were still watching with interest, Tracy didn't want the men he had been put in command of to fuck up. On a count of three, one sec man sliced the bonds at arms and legs with precision strokes of his razor-sharp machete. As the companions fell limp for a second, the blood-drained legs and arms not quite receptive to the brain's command, the two sec men on each side, equipped with the chains, grabbed the prisoners and secured them so that they were effectively hobbled. Tracy watched and nodded appreciatively. So far, so good. If Grey Horse got a good report about this, then he may not get stuck with as many shitty tasks as he had in the past. That was all that concerned him, getting it right and getting better tasks in the future. He didn't care about what was happening in the hunt or to the three people in front of him. Why should he? They wouldn't worry about him. Chained, the three companions were then fed and given water by the women who had followed the sec party. At first, they were resistant, as though they didn't know what was happening. But then the need for salt and water took over, and their instincts told them to eat and drink. They all partook hungrily of what was offered, and were clamoring for more, when, at a signal from the tattooed sec man, the women pulled back. Tracy personally looped the canteens of water over their necks.
Now, this is for when you're on the hunt, chasing the little dude. You've got to save this. Shit, I hope you can understand me.
The animal quality still haunted their eyes.
Bring the horses up. It's time for us to get going.
There was a horse for each companion, and they were to be escorted by two sec men each, with Tracy heading the party. He looked anxiously at his wrist chron. The mouse's black hands and arms were almost in the right place.
Okay, get them mounted, men.
The companions were pulled to their feet and led to the horses. They didn't try to resist the sec men. Apparently, they had in some way taken in what had been said to them. But trying to get them astride their mounts presented problems of its own, with their hands and feet shackled. They were still dazed from the heat and the sudden effects of the food and water on their blood sugar, and were pliable when the sec man tried to get them on the horses, but it was no good.
It's a fucking stoop idea, Tracy. They ain't gonna get over the backs of these horses. Look at the chains on their legs. No way are they long enough to let them get a leg each side.
Oh, shit.
It was true. The length of the chain wouldn't stretch across the backs of the beasts.
Okay, sling the fuckers over on their bellies.
You sure about that? It ain't gonna look good when we reach Ethan and the Pears when they come like that.
It's that or nothing.
Tracy saddled up and mounted his own steed, signaling to the sec guard with him to follow on, bringing the horses with the three hunters flung across their backs. The entourage left the sec compound to the cheers of the remaining crowds, with the man in charge feeling uncomfortably aware that they didn't look quite as heroic as the Baron would have wished. For all three companions, the time spent on the backs of their mounts passed slowly and in a haze of discomfort and pain. As the sec party bearing the hunters approached the forest, Tracy held up his hand to halt the parade.
What's wrong?
Shit, look at them. If we ride up with them like this, Ethan will have our hides. We've got to make them look like they can do the business. Right now, they just look like a bunch of stumble bums.
Yeah. What do you suggest, then?
The tattooed man dismounted and walked back to the three hunters.
They don't look like they're going to make a run for it, do they? We unshackle their legs so they can sit on the horses properly. We clean up the old guy and we douse them down. Try to wake them up a little. They've got to look good, if nothing else.
The rest of the sec party could only agree. None of them wished to incur the wrath of their baron, and so they all pitched in to help. The three companions were taken down from the horses, the chains to their legs unlocked and removed. All three of them found it difficult to stand at first, as their muscles were cramped and starved of oxygen and blood from their awkward positioning on their mounts. Doc was doused in water and rubbed down with rags, his rambling ravings ignored as two sec men cleaned him up. Ryan and Christy still saw the world around them through a mist. They recognized each other, and they could see that Doc was being cleaned up, but they couldn't tell why. There was only something in their heads that kept dragging their thoughts back to Jack and how to chill him. They stood, looking as though they were a million miles away, swaying slightly. Tracy looked at them and sucked in his breath. He'd better liven up the fuckers, and pretty damn quickly.
Chen, we got spare water other than their canteens?
I think so.
Then douse them.
That might wake them up a bit.
The shock of the cold water as it hit all three of the companions in their faces was as effective as the tattooed Sekhman had hoped.
Do that again, fucker, and I'll drop you where you stand.
You know something, One-Eye? I'm glad to hear you say that. You was all kind of out of it there. You know why you're here?
Of course we do. We've got to find that treacherous little fuck Jack and make sure he dies.
Yeah, it's worked okay, all right. Look, I'm real sorry if you're kind of pissed at me for what's just happened, but you were all a little bit out of it, which I guess is that little shit's fault. We're taking you to where the hunt for him is taking place. Then you get to find the fucker. Sound good?
Doc shook his head to clear it further and sent a spray of water from his straggling mane of white hair.
Lead us to him, dear boy. Lead us to him.
Tracy smiled to himself. The other sick man looked at him in amazement. Considering how slow he was, that was pretty quick thinking. They didn't know that he had been briefed earlier by Grey Horse in case of such an eventuality. And no matter how dumb he was, he had a good memory.